This is the Aftermarket Radio Network. Welcome, Carm Capriotto, the Service Aftermarket's podcast pioneer. Join me each week for aftermarket insights from my guest host and an industry first, a virtual shop tour. Use the industry's premier podcast as your personal networking resource. And as always, know that you'll learn one thing. The video for this show is on the Aftermarket Weekly page on remarkableresults.biz or on my YouTube channel. I am back from Apex 2021. It was a fun, incredible week. And if you were there with me and you stopped to say hello, thank you so much. And if you weren't there, we've got a video to show you later today, and it'll be up on all, it'll be on my website, it'll be on the YouTube channel, it'll be on all social media. My daughter Tracy put together an incredible 4.5 minute quick view of Apex. It was a great time. We recorded many great and very interesting episodes for you. So look for the vlog. And next up, I guess, we'll all see you at Vision 2022. Do I have a heck of a panel here with me today as we're going to talk to Bill Hill and Leanne Best. Hi, guys.
Hey, hello. Carm.
Hey, Bill Hill and Leanne Best from Mighty Auto Pro in Medina, Ohio. God, you guys, I think we've drunk some bourbon together somewhere, haven't we?
You know what? I'm not sure. I'm not going to admit to anything.
And one day, I think I opened the mail and there may have been a Maker's Mark in there. And I have a feeling your fingerprint was on it, Bill. So you are admitting to something. Absolutely, for sure. Hey, we're gonna get a tour of Mighty Auto Pro Medina, Ohio, a little later on in the episode. And oh, my God, that is so cool. Look at that. I mean, that's festive.
Yes. Well, that's a part of, you know, being in the community. We're virtually in a neighborhood, so we want to make sure the building looks nice at all times. So
wonderful. Great. We're going to talk about training together. Of course, see the tour. We're coming to you live from the Dorman OE Fix studio. Always great to have Dorman here as our partner. Hey guys, how's business?
Business is very, very, very good. It's incredible. Thank God, you know, we're just staying busy. We're booking a week and a half out.
Right. And honestly, Carm, while we are, I mean, we're blessed. We haven't done marketing in, I can't tell you how long, probably since the pandemic. But even though we're fully staffed, we have shifted those marketing dollars over to hiring dollars. But we've just been gangbusters.
Cool. So glad to hear it. It would be remiss if I didn't mention that, of course, everyone knows Leanne Best, not only from Mighty Auto Pro, but from Brakes for Breasts. And she's
absolutely
always on my show with her partner, Laura Frank. And something really exciting happened within the last couple of weeks. Could you tell us about it?
Oh my gosh, Carm. We've been doing Brakes for Breasts. This year was our 11th year, and it was so cool that at the very end of this year's fundraiser, October, I think it was the 29th or so, they actually vaccinated the first woman in phase one trials.
Off the charts.
Yeah, we can't even begin to tell you how excited we are about that.
I imagine a very exciting yet emotional moment for all of that. And we wish Laura was here, but more to come. Obviously, on the Brakes for Breasts website, you must have a whole bunch of great information on that.
Oh, my gosh. Yes, absolutely.
And I want to continue to follow that. So let's pay some homage to our great partner.
Hey, we all know that fixing cars is different than how the OE builds them. Now, take fuel lines, for instance. Fuel lines run and rust along with the chassis of the vehicle by nature. Now, especially in the colder months, trucks can be exposed to snow, salt, or rain, causing failure due to the corroded fittings, deterioration in the line. Now, to help you in your wallet, Dorman Products team of engineers have redesigned the typical fuel line. Introducing Dorman's flexible stainless steel braided fuel lines. Made from braided stainless steel over flexible PTFE tubing, this upgraded material features a corrosion-resistant design. Each fuel line is an exact fit with the dimensions of each application. Now, improved durability is the highlight of this new design. This innovation is a Dorman OE fix, which means it's something that the original manufacturer doesn't offer. These fuel lines are quality assured and backed by their team of product experts and more than a century of automotive experience. Hey, want to learn more about Dorman's innovations? Visit dormanproducts.com/tour.
It was good to be at Apex and hanging out with the team in the Dorman booth. It was really good. If you go to the website and you type in Leanne Best or Bill Hill, you'll see all kinds of great stuff that we've done over the years here on the podcast, and especially all the stuff that Leanne has done on the Breaks for Breast program. So, yeah, it always runs in during October. No doubt you're going to probably have a banner year to continue the cause for a breast cancer vaccine. So thank you both for that. Let's talk about training, Bill. The thing that I love, Bill was extremely proactive and made some big changes in his business. And I think it's really important that you listen to how Bill has really refocused his training efforts. So Bill, take it away.
Well, basically, in 2012, we realized that training was going to be a thing that we needed to do. I mean, we had very good technicians, but certainly they weren't the best. And what I realized very quickly is we were struggling with a great many things in our shop. So Leanne and I made a conscious effort of finding all of the training information that we could in the Medina area. We partnered with AC Delco. We partnered with some of our local Napas and Advanced and CarQuest and several other. And we pushed them into getting trainers to come in. And that was great. It worked out really, really well for about 4 or 5 years. What you realize is at some point in time, your people are being exposed to the same thing because the trainers are going over the same stuff. Obviously, they can't continuously upgrade what they need to train. So in 2019, we decided that we needed to upgrade our training ideas. So we actually went out and we hired a personal trainer for our staff. He's a nationally known trainer. He also works with AVI, and he does about 20 to 25 weeks a year with us, where he actually comes in and instead of it being 25 or 35 to 1 in a classroom, it's 6 or 7 or 8 to 1 in a classroom. Now, we have opened this up to not only our staff, but we have two other shops on board that do this. So we split the cost of it. It happens Thursday. We buy the guys lunch. We let them leave work early. We buy them dinner, and then they go there for training, and it's 3 hours long. And sometimes it'll be 3 weeks in a row. Sometimes it's 4 weeks in a row, and then we'll take a break for 2 or 3 weeks. We always take the summer off because I don't want my staff to miss the summer. We have such a short summer here in Ohio that we want to make sure that they have, from the time the kids get out of school to the time the kids go back to school, they can have time with their family. So we definitely do no training in the middle of summer. I see a question coming, Carm.
You do, don't you? Huh?
Yes.
Well, what happens? Is it my eyebrows? Is it my eyes? Is it my... what is it that makes my guests always say, Carm's going to ask a question? Clarify a few things. You say Thursday. I mean, do you book less work? Do you close the shop? How does that work logistically?
Really, honestly, we don't close the shop early. We do maybe finish up about 15 minutes earlier than normal, so everybody can get out of there and get to the class on time. We do have it in one facility, which is about a 20-minute drive away. So everybody, it's a centralized area. So everybody goes there for the training. Leanne, myself, and the other shops, we always make sure the food is there. So when they get there, they have time to eat. The class starts at 6. And then it goes till 9. So they do have their time there, and they've become a very close-knit group. Mm-hmm. You know, of course, spending 2 years together every Thursday night for, 16 to 25 weeks is going to put you really close together. You know, and the other good thing about it that we never thought about until recently was they all network together, right? So if one of them has a problem, they're calling one of the other guys at one of the other shops, and it's become a real nice networking of information sourcing. And then, of course, our trainer is always available. Just throw his name out there. John Foro is our local trainer.
Sure.
So he's very, very good, and he spends more time than is necessary sometimes, and he's always available for any help that we need additionally.
Yeah, John's a great guy. I've met him in the past, mm-hmm. and this is brilliant, by the way. This is a trend that's going on. There are trainers that don't have to be local that will fly to a place and put a program like this on. So are you keeping a resume on every tech to be sure that they're all getting the kinds of training that they need to help your business?
Absolutely. And Leanne basically keeps a book that's huge. I don't know how many pages are in it, but there's a book in there that's huge of all the things that they've done. But what we've done is in the past, we've always just created an agenda. And this year was the first time that we said, let's let the technicians pick their agenda. And as I had mentioned a little earlier, is what we've decided to do is we're going to split our classes. So let's face it, just like doctors, not all technicians are created equal. Not all doctors are created equal. And what we find is we have some advanced people that maybe want to go to the next level because they can. And then we have some newer people that have joined the group that maybe aren't quite as advanced yet. That doesn't, you know, so what we've decided is we're going to split those classes to take those people that maybe need a little more of the basics, and we're going to put them in one class, and then we're going to take our upper echelon people and we're going to put them in another class so we can continue to build their resumes and their quality of work and their knowledge, and then bring the rest up to them hopefully within a year or so that we can all combine it back again.
It's brilliant. I don't think that you would call this a trend. I think you call this a must.
I would agree with that. And we've here's what I when I have this discussion sometimes with other owners, they look at me like I have three heads, but here's what I will tell you. After the second or third year of getting involved with training, and the reason I took such a big bite into this and I don't want to let it go is your technicians really get to the point where now it's no longer they're guessing. They don't need to go on Google. They don't need to ask a bunch of questions on the different various information out there. They know the step-by-step process to start right into the testing and get to the heart of the problem faster and more accurately. And you're not wasting a lot of time going, well, I think it might be that over there. And then I'm just jumping all over the place. What this has done is given them a very focused way of looking at the problem.
The other thing I can't help but see huge values in is the intimacy of the trainer, the eye contact, the hands-on, Bill. It's got, if you spend $100, you're probably going to get $200 worth of value.
Oh, easily. You know, and honestly, Carm, I'll tell you, for me, and I think Leanne will agree with this, the magic has been our average technician has been with us for almost 8 years. So what does that tell you about the longevity of what they want? And, you know, and I know for a fact they've been offered a better position for more money, but they won't leave because what they get from us isn't just what we do for them on a one-on-one basis with lunches and all that type of stuff. And we do buy lunch a lot and that type of thing. But the training is something that they can't get anywhere else.
Your culture, your commitment to your client, the training that you give, I know it's the environment. It's the attitudes, the family style attitudes that you guys have keeps people there. When you add the training piece to it, like you are, and you're paying for it. And yes. Again, can I reiterate that? And you're paying for it, and you're paying for it, and you're paying for it. And there's just not enough of that yet going on.
I am paying for it, but you know what? I am getting so much value back. Not only because I have longevity with people, I'm not looking for employees constantly, but I'm also getting a good quality technician who's going to the heart of the problem, and I'm not having a lot of comeback problems, and we're solving the issues. And it's just long-term wise, you know, you just can't beat what it does for your business long-term wise. And the confidence it builds between you and your clients is incredible.
And there's a whole nother piece to this, Carm, that we didn't even talk about. And that's that when we hire in, we're getting the technicians that want to commit to this training. On the other side of it, though, that's great. Like, our technicians are information junkies. They love this training. But we parlay this into a make your own Christmas bonus plan, if you will. So we pay for the training. They go on their own time. We keep track of the hours on a very public board in the shop, and then they are reimbursed one half of the hours that they committed to in the year at Christmas. So it's a make your own Christmas bonus. So it also takes care of that challenge a lot of shops have. What do we do for Christmas? Well, there we have it. It's on the line. They get to decide what they get.
Thank you for the segue. It was a couple of years ago, December 19, that Bill came on and he did a, if you will, a rant. That was the For the Record show that we did for about 90 weeks. And it's in abeyance. We may bring it back someday. But it's For the Record 075. If you go to my website and type in 075, it'll come up. See Bill Hill, and he talks all about his yearly bonus for training. And it's really worth listening to
Bill describes what Leanne just said, how they put up a training bonus for their people. Now, back to you, Leanne. You said in the beginning, well, Carm, we've shifted some of our marketing monies because we're so darn busy over to hiring. So you guys are constantly looking for great people.
Always. We're blessed right now that we're fully staffed. But I mean, you always, everybody knows in this environment, you've got to always be looking and hiring.
I'm so happy. Thank you, Bill. Thanks for the motivation. Again, let's not say that this isn't a trend. It's a must do. Take these ideas, take these insights. If anyone has an issue with, well, where do I find a trainer? Bill was lucky enough to have John Furrow close by. Well, guess what? There are trainers that will be willing to come to you. Maybe it's going to cost you a little bit more money, but you share it with someone else. You throw it in the budget. And guess what? Bill invests 100. He believes he gets double back, if not more, right?
Absolutely, without question.
Yeah. Okay. Well, great. Well, thrilled about that. Thank you so much. So Aftermarket Weekly, we get a chance every week to talk about all the great stuff that we've been doing. Darren Barney's episode came out today, Rethinking Your Compensation Plan. So there you go, Bill. We've been talking a lot about financial peace of mind. We had that with Bill Haas. It was last Friday. And of course, scheduling workflow, which is really a cool and very different episode where we actually brought up a calendar on how to shuffle certain people around the calendar. So that was a really good episode. Scheduling workflow. But Darren Barney talked about compensation plans. Recently, Bill Haas talked about financial peace of mind. And those are great episodes. Don't miss them. Well, let's do the tour, guys.
So this is the outside of the building where customers obviously come in. You can see that we're always doing something for the holidays, whether it's 4th of July, whether it's Christmas. This happens to be Halloween and now Thanksgiving. We are in a very close-knit area. We are actually in the middle of a neighborhood, so we want to make sure our building on the outside always looks very nice. This is coming in through the front door, and it's our desk, and our CSR, and Josh, who is our service advisor, who are both great employees, and Josh has been with me for well over 10 years.
And the pink decorations are Breaks for Breasts. Just want to let everybody know.
Cool. I love it. Did we do this in October, the tour?
We did.
Cool.
We did.
Yeah.
So, Leanne, why don't you take over this part of it and I'll do the shop.
So I love this. This is our little customer waiting area. This is our welcome board. So everybody's name that's coming in that day is on the welcome board. Anybody that has a car that might have stayed overnight is coming to pick up. All those names are on our welcome board. And it is so cool to watch. I mean, they just walk in. The first thing they do is look at it. Boy, if their name's not on it and they're used to it being on there, you know, there's hell to pay. So
this is a first. I've never seen this in one of our tours. It's brilliant. I mean, sometimes you walk into a corporate headquarters and they've got your name up on a board and your chest puffs out and you feel really cool.
Yeah. And how many people will say, oh my gosh, that's my neighbor. Do they come in yet? I hope I get to see them. So a lot of people, the familiarity, you know, they want to go where their friends go. So it's very cool.
Love that.
The waiting area, you know, kind of it's an older shop, but we try to make it as nice as possible. There's Bill and his Ratchet and Wrench All-Star Awards. Yeah. Of course, we have coffee, we have cold beverages, we have snacks. There's the Ratchet and Wrench Breaks for Breasts Award. There's our cold beverages and little fridge with the Mighty Guy logo on it.
Cool.
Keep it fully stocked at all time. It's very important to me that everything is in good order, nice, neat, tidy. I don't know if we're going to see it here, but the back wall that we're seeing, those are all pictures of Medina Square. We're very close to our historic square. So when we get people that are either going to wait for a little bit or they're from out of town, we will show them that. We'll give them a visitor's guide and offer them a shuttle ride up to enjoy the things on the square. Oh, there's Bill Hill. He just went through his cardboard cutout, but that's our, there we go. There we go. The cardboard Bill, we call him. Bill and I were very blessed to just be the recipient of the 2021 Synchrony Pillars Award. They picked 20 small businesses in the United States in different categories, and we were very fortunate to win one of those 20 slots. It was quite a recognition.
Congratulations. That's so cool.
Thank you. And then we have the TV that just plays slides. It talks about our technicians and their achievements. There's on the mirror, we have our Breaks for Breasts cards. If somebody, this was early on in October, but if somebody got breaks, they were able to recognize and honor a woman with their contribution. That's Shonda. She's one of our newer service advisors. That is a very messy desk, drives me crazy, but that's our customer service representative. She's working hard, and that's why it's messy. Bill, you can take it from here because I don't know anything about that stuff.
So as when we decided to do this, as Carmen Leanne will both tell you, I was not pleased because I do not have a beautiful shop. My shop is 65 years old. There's no way to make it look sexy. It's as old as I am, but it's in a lot better shape. I will tell you that.
Stop the tour. I have a question to ask. Is it sexy over profitable? Is it profitable over sexy? What is it?
Oh, it's very profitable, but I see when I watch this, you know, sometimes on Tuesdays, I always see these beautiful shops. I'm like, oh, my shop doesn't look anything like that. My shop.
All right. So let's put the right words together. This is lived in.
Well, this is the 65-year-old shop. They didn't make them pretty back then. They were just functional.
Love it.
So we don't stock a lot of parts because we obviously we have six major suppliers within 3 minutes of our shop. So we don't stock a lot of different things. That thing right there is when I when I first got Mighty Auto Pro, the service writers had no private office. So we had this built, so we call it the money room. So this is where the service advisors sit and they make all their sales. You can see the dual screens. They've got there's that little TV up there. They can see out throughout the whole shops. There's cameras through the whole shops. We are a drive through shop. So this is where our employees bring the cars in through. This is our parts area where as the parts people bring them in, they put them on their particular shelving. And then they know, you know, the guys know that they're there. And sometimes the technicians will pick their own parts up or sometimes a service advisor will deliver them. This is an idea that Leanne and I came up with a couple of years ago. Every part that comes in the door, if it's got a core, there's that particular sticker right there that says core. If it's a new return, whether it's defective or not, if it's defective, it was wrong or whatever, that gets it. And then we have a new defective that we'll send it. So when the guy comes in to take all the parts back, he knows where everything is. He knows what's a new return. He knows what's a core. He knows everything that goes back and he writes it up appropriately.
Smart.
We are in the middle of a major project on a 66 Corvette. So there was no way for me to get to see the entire shop without showing that mess.
Oh, yeah. I love it.
Corvette. So we actually have 17 bays and we utilize 15 of them. Two of them are just flat stalls that we use for cars that we can do work above their underhood, that type of thing. This part of the building is the oldest part of the building. It was built in 1956. This is where we all have lunch. We don't have a lunch room. This is our lunch area. And so we all sit here on Thursdays and have our lunch meeting and we discuss what we do well, what we need to do better. We talk about numbers, talk about our latest marketing ideas, what we're doing. What you're looking right there is that's an important thing. So if you look to the right, that's our goal board. So everybody that works for me, including me, has to have a goal for every year. And we talk about our goals on a monthly basis and where we're at, how close we are to them and how we're doing at them and how can we help. The second part of this is Leanne, why don't you explain what those things are? Because I can't see them and I...
Okay, so if you look to the left of the goal board is the one where you see like what looks to be like pictures, but it's a set of cabinets with cork board on them. So that's where we keep track of our technician training. So it has all the technician's name on it. It indicates what ASE level they're at, if they're a master, an advanced level, you know, any certificates, how many they have. It'll indicate how many hours of continuing education they did each month with a total at the bottom and usually some encouraging words. I mean, if you could see those numbers, I think they're required to do 40. All of them right now are above 40, no question about it. And then there's training opportunities that we put on the board because above and beyond having John coming in for the personal training, you know, sometimes there might be an AC Delco class at Stark State that, you know, hits on something that somebody's like, oh, I'd like to see that. And we also, if we have like a lube tech, we also offer opportunities through Garage Gurus that they can do online stuff if you've got somebody that's like just starting out. So that's really where we keep track of our training and our personal growth and all of that good stuff.
And on the second sheet, there is also myself, Leanne, Josh, and Shonda, and our CSR are all required to have 40 hours of continuing education also. What you're seeing right there is a TV screen that we use for training when we have somebody coming in, maybe for one of our training sessions that's going to be at lunch. We recently had somebody from Bolton Technology help us do that briefly. This is the newer part of the building. This was added on in 1997. As you can see, it's a much higher higher ceiling. We just purchased that lift right there. It's an extended ramp for alignments and stuff, 18,000 pound. Again, there's the exit door.
You got an exit door just for that new section?
Yes.
Okay.
It's a drive-through shop.
Right. So there's an exit door on both sides.
Yeah, got it.
And this is why I always say it doesn't look sexy, because there's obviously stuff everywhere. Leanne, you want to talk about that particular board there?
Sure. So that's our event board. And, you know, one of the things we really have tried to do, because when I started there, and it's been almost 20 years, it's hard to believe I'm that old, but it seemed like there was a great divide between the front staff and the back, the technicians and the office staff. So one of the things we did to bring that together, we did so many things, but one of them was this event board. So it talks about what everybody's up to. It talks about the training opportunities that we're having that month. It talks about people's birthdays, maybe their work anniversaries or their wedding anniversaries, what days off we might have coming up. So it keeps everybody, and it's right on the way to the bathroom. So you can't help but notice it. And it's also part of, if you turn in a time off request, you not only get an email acknowledging that your time off request has been approved, but you also know it's going to show up on the event board, and it's also going to show up in the schedule in Mitchell. So when we're working cohesively as a team, if somebody's off, it doesn't goof up the whole day. We're all like well aware of it. When we're scheduling our day out, we're seeing it in Mitchell in our software. We're looking at it on the event board. And like I said, right on the way to the bathroom. So everybody's got to go by it.
Makes all kind of sense that everybody knows what's going on with everybody.
Absolutely.
And just want to briefly mention, Carm, is what Leanne kind of talked about earlier. We do have an apprentice, and he basically, he's included in training as long as it's not so far above his head that he can't understand it. So he's welcome to be a part of the training. He just can't be actively discussing what's going on, because we don't want to disrupt the class. But our goal is always to bring our apprentices up to a technician. I believe that the apprentice I have right now has been with us just short of 6 months. He's already profitable. He pays for himself. Mm-hmm. Okay. He works with each technician differently, and we can go about that some other time. But honestly, if you don't have an apprenticeship program, you better have one, because you train them the way you want them and they become great employees. So what you're looking at right now is things that Leanne and I did several years ago. This is a stoplight that we had rewired, and it tells the guys in the shop is if it's green, that means we're taking cars in all day long. We're on schedule. We're moving along the way we want to. Things are going properly. If it's yellow, it says, wait a minute, we have a backup. We need to have you guys pick it up a little bit, or we need to figure out what's going on so we can get caught back up so we can go back to green. Yellow is a saying to them, look, we know we have some issues. We need to figure out what those issues are, whether they're parts issues, whether they're testing issues, whether, you know, we're just falling a little behind. And then when it goes red, and nobody ever wants to see it go red, because we shut the faucet off. And what I've trained my staff over the years has been, when you shut the faucet off, you can't restart the faucet that easily. It takes weeks to restart the faucet. So what that's significant, that it tells everybody in the shop where we're at while they're walking in to get, you know, their car and to get their keys for their cars. So this is our board, right? We are a completely paperless shop. And how we communicate with our technicians is through the key tags. So we have four different kind of key tags. We have a yellow key tag, which means it's a drop-off. We have a red key tag, which means it's a waiter. So if they see a red key tag, they know they have to stop what they're doing and come and get that vehicle. We have a blue key tag, which means that they are into a loaner car. Is that correct, Leanne?
White is loaner cars, and blue is the top 20%.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Blue is the top 20%. We have all of our customers marked the top 20% customers. So by looking at that key tag, we don't have to have a verbal conversation with them. They know. As we put the keys on their particular hooks, they know by what order we want that vehicle brought in, by where that hook is, whether it's first or second or third.
A status tag.
Yes.
Cool.
That's a good word for it. Thank you.
How many techs cover all these bays?
Five.
Wow. So there's a lot of work in progress on each of the bays.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Which allows you that kind of throughput, because you can keep moving around as you're waiting on customer approvals and parts.
Absolutely.
Yes. And I'm sure that it's no big secret that where parts has become a serious problem. One of the things that's been convenient for us because we are so many bays is we can pull a car apart. We can get the approval. We can get parts ordered. In some instances, we're waiting 3 or 4 hours for parts to get there, where it used to be an hour. Now it's sometimes 3 or 4 hours. So we're still getting cars in every, you know, in the morning as much as we can, getting them torn apart, getting them looked at. And we don't have to maybe as much as some shops put them back together and get them out to get the next car in. We still do that somewhat, but because we have so many bays, it kind of gives us the ability to be a lot more flexible, if you will.
Bill, is it smart today not to promise the car by the end of the day because you just don't know what you're getting into with parts?
We do our best to not promise it. We do our best to say one of the things we ask is, you know, at the end of the day, okay, but if we know we're running into a parts problem, we're on the phone with that customer at noon or 1 o'clock saying we may not get it done. We're kind of unique because I think we have 8 loaner vehicles that we have the ability to give out to customers.
Yep. Huge advantage.
Perfect.
So you more than ever, Carm, in real, to be honest with you, I've never remember us being out of loaner cars so often as we are now.
Right.
They're constantly on the go. And we have 8 different kinds of loaner cars. But realistically speaking, customers understand it. I mean, this is the time where everybody knows everything is so difficult to get your hands on. And we get a lot of customers will say, you know, I don't need a loaner car. My wife's home. I can use your car if I need to. Or my husband's home. I can use his car if I need to. So we don't run into it a lot, but there are times when we do.
Well, the pandemic sure pushed many of our expectations ahead in life.
Yes, it did.
It has. And it's almost a smart thing to do is to just take some of the pressure off of that. The incredible service that this aftermarket of ours provides to people, you know, in at 8 and out at 4 in a complex 3-hour, 4-hour job. It's amazing what we do.
Yes.
It's amazing what we do. Beyond my expectations. Thank you so much, guys. Appreciate
Thanks,
it.
Thanks, Carm.
Thank you for having us on.
And by the way, congrats on all your local and your national honors. Brilliant tour. I loved it. I loved it.
Thank you.
See you, Carm.
Good. Bye-bye, Carm.
Bye-bye.
Thanks for being on board to listen and learn from the premier automotive aftermarket podcast. Until next time.